I was just checking it out, and it looks like, is this part of a tour that you're doing? I think you're heading to Tampa after this. Is that correct?
I'm not exactly sure where all I'm going to be, but yeah, we're in the middle of tour.
Okay. So tell me about the show that you've got coming up. What can people expect when they come to the Imogene Theater in Milton next Thursday? What can they expect? What are they going to see? What songs are you going to play? Things like that.
Well, I always tell them if they miss real country music, that's what we play. So come on out. I'll play songs from the new record, which is called The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone. But I'll do all the hits that they expect to hear as well. You know, I'll Think of a Reason Later, and I Hope You Dance, Little Past Little Rock, Last Call, plus others. And we have a little acoustic set we do in the middle of the show, which is ends up being pretty much everybody's favorite part of the show, really stripped down. I grew up singing a lot of church music, and so we do a little bit of that right in the middle of the show. And so it's mostly I would tell people it's a great band full of musicians who know how to play country music.
Have you ever been to the Imogene Theater before in Milton?
I don't know. I don't know for sure. I'm sorry. I don't think so, but I'd have to look at a picture and see.
Yeah, they. I went and took a look at it yesterday, and I think they just really started doing more musical tours and stuff in like 2015. And it's a pretty cool place. It's 350 seats, and it's super intimate. What are you looking forward to about kind of a more intimate show like this, with people kind of sitting right there and you being so close to them?
I tell people it's kind of like being in my living room. We have my husband's in the music business. Both my daughters are in the music business. And so we have a lot of musicians at our house all the time. And we sit around and play music and sing. And so that's what these little small shows remind me of.
And what would you want the people of Northwest Florida to know about you, either as a musician or as a person or anything like that?
I guess focusing on the music mainly is just that there's so many people out there that love traditional country music, and we don't hear that much of it anymore. And so I always like to remind them that that's what I do, and I love it, and I have a great deal of respect for it. And so that's the main thing I would want them to know. And other than that, just how much I love Florida. I come to Florida as often as I possibly can. Even between tours, my girls and I are down there all the time. So I just love it. I grew up in East Texas. The people in Florida remind me a lot of the people in East Texas, and we just are very like-minded.
So what can you tell me about your new album, The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone? What kind of a sound is it? What kind of a music is it? And what can people expect when they hear it?
Well, as I said, I grew up in East Texas. There's a lot of different kinds of music there, everything from church music and traditional country music to blues musicians like Lightnin' Hopkins and artists like Janis Joplin. I mean, those are all, that's all music that came from East Texas. And so I tried to get tap into all those roots for this record.
So it's going to be yourself and a band on stage with you, is that correct?
Yes.
What kind of musical instruments are they going to be playing?
We'll have drums, bass, guitar, fiddle, steel guitar, and yeah, that's it.
Okay. Is there anything else you want people to know about you, about your show, or just about anything at all?
I think we got it.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for the phone call, Ms. Womack. I really appreciate it.
Thank you too, babe. And again, I apologize for being late.
No, you're fine. Have a great day, and enjoy your stay in Northwest Florida next week.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.